With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Today marks the beginning of the end of former President Trump's New York criminal trial. White House correspondent Greg Clugston says closing arguments will be heard today.
Prosecutors and defense lawyers will be recapping their key points as they address the jury one last time. Before jury deliberations begin, the judge will instruct jurors on the law governing the case. To prevent a conviction, the defense simply needs to convince at least one juror that prosecutors have not proved Trump's guilt beyond a reasonable doubt.
Mr. Trump denounces the trial as a sham, especially designed to keep him from campaigning for the presidency, and he has pleaded not guilty to all of the charges. The Memorial Day weekend was no holiday for many residents of the central and the southern U.S.
Storms killed people in Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Kentucky, where Governor Andy Beshear earlier declared a state of emergency.
Communities across Kentucky experienced storms that produced strong winds, multiple tornadoes, hail in some places. The storm knocked out power for thousands of Kentuckians, temporarily shut down numerous roads and interstates, and caused massive damage to homes and businesses.
The deaths include seven in Cook County, Texas, from a tornado Saturday that ripped through a mobile home park, and there were eight deaths across Arkansas. I'm Donna Water.
In what Israel denounces as a reward for terrorism, Ireland, Norway, and Spain are recognizing a Palestinian state. Israel, meanwhile, has carried out more airstrikes on Rafah. They passed the hat and came up with $2 billion. Ukrainian President Zelensky's whirlwind tour of the European Union, seeking more military aid, has proven to be quite profitable. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 38 points, NASDAQ futures up 44. This is SRN News. The governor of Florida makes a statement.
Republican Ron DeSantis says the state's giant Sunshine Skyway Bridge will not be lit up in rainbow colors to mark Gay Pride Month in June. Instead, he's ordering the Skyway and other spans to be lighted in red, white, and blue all summer long. DeSantis has been waging a lengthy war against the LGBT agenda, both legislatively and symbolically. The bridges will show the American colors from Memorial Day to Labor Day. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Fuller Theological Seminary, a well-known Christian school in Pasadena, California, is deliberating whether to become more open to LGBT students. That's according to a draft of proposed revisions to the seminary's sexual standards. It was obtained by the Associated Press. If the board votes to approve the revisions, Fuller could become the first prominent evangelical seminary in the country to embrace some parts of the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. Well, you can go home again, or at least they can.
Residents in the western Canadian city of Fort Nelson, British Columbia, were given permission to return home after more than 4,700 people were evacuated for more than 2 weeks due to wildfires. They were forced to leave their homes on May 10th when strong winds pushed the Parker Lake wildfire within a few miles of the town. The Wildfire Service says that rain over the weekend helped firefighters and that the 47-square-mile fire was not expected to grow. The blaze has not been extinguished, however, and the service says it expects parts of the fire to continue burning into the fall. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Authorities closed a two-mile stretch of a popular Southern California beach over the long weekend after a shark bumped a surfer off his board. It was a 24-hour closure of the beach at San Clemente. People could sunbathe, but no going into the water. The surfer was not hurt. More details at srnnews.com.